Welcome to the Bible Answer Man broadcast with the president of the Christian Research Institute, Hank Hanegraaff. Our mission is to equip you with answers to share the hope that you have within you, because life and truth matter. Why? Because being armed with truth will equip you to counter the corrosive worldviews at work in our world today, while experiencing the authentic Christian life will make you a winsome witness of the purpose of life, which is to experience union with God and Christ, both for today and for all eternity. If you'd like to ask Hank a question, please call in now at 888-ASK-HANK. That's 888-275-4265. For more information about CRI and the Bible Answer Man broadcast, go to our website at equip.org. And now, here's Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you, Randy. And do remember, you can contact us via the mail at Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Also, something that I probably have not done enough of this month is to promote our resource of the month. It's titled The Price of Panic, subtitled How the Tyranny of Experts Turned a Pandemic into a Global Catastrophe. And what's interesting about this book is it is written by a trio of scholars. It's written by a biologist, a statistician, and a philosopher. And the philosopher is a good friend of the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute. His name is Dr. Jay Richards. I've had him on the broadcast over the last 30 years, quite a number of times, and he always brings the truth and brings it in such a way that you can understand it. And I think that's true of this book. This book is truly a page-turner. But in the process of turning the pages, you will be one who has an opportunity to not only embrace truth, but also to enhance your discernment skills. I was thinking today about 20 years ago, when there was a test case that pretended the end of civilization as we know it, not just Western civilization, but civilization as we know it. But that was 20 years ago, a test case which had a discernible before and after. In other words, by January 1 of 2000, you could know beyond the peradventure of a doubt whether the experts were right or wrong on the issue, whether the mass hysteria was warranted or not warranted. And so back then I wrote a book. It was titled The Millennium Bug Debugged. Why? Because one of the most popular books on the market at the time was a book titled The Millennium Bug. And back then, you had formidable intellects across the Christian landscape who busily propagated reckless rumors and even anecdotal arguments and spurious statistics. And Dr. Jerry Falwell was one of them. He was positing back then that the Millennium Bug was God's instrument to shake the nation, and his instrument as well to, from our nation, from America, to start a revival that spread across the face of the earth before what he called the rapture of the church. For his part, Dr. R.C. Sproul was envisioning a meltdown of civilization with 1 billion fatalities. The end of the world, as we know it. And Dr. Tim LaHaye, who was very, very popular back then and still, even after his death, has remained popular, he believed that Y2K would be the very catastrophe that Antichrist needed to establish a one-world currency and a one-world government. But they were just the tip of the iceberg. I remember Dr. James Dobson saying that when my book came out, he was predicting on his broadcast. He was on Focus on the Family at the time, and he was saying that Hank Hanegraaff would have the blood of millions of people on his hands because he was causing complacency within the body of Christ. And although painful, I remember the January issue back then of Esquire, who gave us a glimpse of the world's perspective on the lack of truthfulness within the Christian camp. Leaders within Christianity were castigated for mining the subjunctive and cultivating the seed of threat buried inside unrealized instances. I still remember that from 20 years ago. But not knowing how to discern between truth and error, there were tens of thousands, perhaps even millions of Christians who were resigned to stocking up freeze-dried food and generators, and what was really in short supply was discernment and truth. Well, today the media itself is doing the very thing they rightly accused Christian leaders of doing. They're using COVID-19 as the pretext for selling fear, for engaging in sloppy journalism, for employing subtly deceptive reasoning, and for trafficking in self-styled science. This book, The Price of Panic, cashes all of that out. Again, it is available for those who stand shoulder to shoulder with us in the battle for life and truth. So important, because with self-righteous zeal, the media today is weaponizing their communication channels in order to foment a narrative that is at best the skin of the truth stuffed with a great big lie. And unfortunately, most of the world has embraced the deception with a vengeance. There are, of course, exceptions, and I'm thinking now of Taiwan. I've been there many times over the course of my ministry. I was looking on Johns Hopkins' website, which keeps a tally of not only the cases within a country, but also the fatalities within a country. And believe it or not, I looked at it today, and Taiwan allegedly only had 7 deaths. Again, that's right on the website. But in the book, The Price of Panic, the point is made that this was the case way back, I think in March, but a long time ago. So nothing much has happened in Taiwan. Well, they have been down this road before with SARS, and so they have not reacted in panic. And they recognize the cost of lockdowns. The cost of a lockdown in the United States of America is about $1 trillion per month. I mean, we used to hardly be able to say the word trillion. We couldn't even fathom what $1 trillion was. Billions were hard enough to fathom. But trillions? $1 trillion per month. And I think even more sadly, when the West locks down, it negatively affects the poorest of the poor around the globe. It's safe to say, as Douglas Axe, as William Briggs, and as Jay Richards say, social contagion is as real as viral contagion. And it can be just as deadly. If we look at this from a historical perspective, as I was just talking about Y2K from a historical perspective, if we look at COVID-19 20 years from now, just as I was talking about, again, what happened 20 years ago today, we will find that this is the first pandemic of panic, that this is indeed the worst panic induced disaster in history. And that's quite a mouthful, because there have been many, many pandemics. There have been hundreds of millions of people that have died. as a result of these pandemics. And in light of all of that, I think history will say that COVID-19 is relatively unremarkable. What is remarkable is how the world has reacted. Again, the price of panic. The reason I'm talking about it right now is I want you to get a copy. Because in reading this, whether you agree or don't agree, in reading this, you will enhance your discernment skills. And you'll know how to distinguish between wheat and chaff and heat and light. Important book, The Price of Panic, How the Tyranny of Experts Turned a Pandemic into a Catastrophe. Available for all of you who stand shoulder to shoulder with us in the battle for life and truth. We'll be back in just a few moments with more of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. The number to dial, 888-ASK-HANK, numerically 888-275-4265.
As our comprehension of the cosmos continues, it's becoming increasingly difficult to deny the signs of a designer. The stunning film, The Call of the Cosmos, What the Universe Reveals About God, points to a designer with unsurpassed artistry, wisdom, and unfathomable power. It's hard to believe that anyone who watches this film could walk away unconvinced of a creator, making it must-see viewing for believers and skeptics alike. To receive your copy of The Call of the Cosmos, What the Universe Reveals About God, call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches, 888-7000-CRI, or visit equip.org. We'll be back in just a moment with more from Hank Hanegraaff. The Christian Research Journal is CRI's award-winning magazine, combining eye-catching design with well-researched articles to equip believers in doctrine, defense, and discernment. The Christian Research Journal's primary commitment is to contend earnestly for the faith that was once for all delivered to the saints. In keeping with this commitment, the journal's mission is both evangelistic and pastoral, furthering the proclamation and defense of the historic gospel of Jesus Christ, and helping his followers distinguish between essential Christian doctrine and doctrine that is peripheral, aberrant, or heretical. In an age of subjectivism and moral relativism, may Christians ground their faith and values in the objective, reliable testimony of Holy Scripture. Start your subscription to the Christian Research Journal today. Call 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. That's equip.org. The Call of the Cosmos is an unforgettable exploration of God and the universe. This fascinating film begins with a voyage from Earth to the edge of the observable universe, 45 billion light years away. Through a series of visually stunning vignettes, the filmmakers invite you to consider the origin and structure of the cosmos, along with our significance within it, the mysteries of solar eclipses, an agnostic astronomer's honest recognition of the supernatural designer, and the convergent revelations between nature and scripture. Produced by Illustra Media, this stunning film provides incontestable evidence of a supernatural designer, putting atheists, agnostics, and philosophers alike on notice. To receive your copy of The Call of the Cosmos on DVD, call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches, 888-7000-CRI, or visit us at equip.org. Are you the product of millions of years of unguided, purposeless, natural processes? Or are you created in the image of a loving God? Faced with the overwhelming scorn of evolutionary proselytizers, it can be hard to articulate the truth about God's creative work. And even among faithful Christians, many misconceptions linger. The Creation Answer Book by Hank Hanegraaff puts answers to the most hotly debated origins questions right at your fingertips, giving you clarity and understanding. Learn to articulate the truth about our origins clearly and compassionately when you request your copy of the Creation Answer Book, or listen to Hank's insightful answers with the unabridged audiobook version on CD. Receive your copy of the Creation Answer Book or the audiobook on CD from the Christian Research Institute when you call 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org.
Thank you.
Once again, here is Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. Before the break, I was talking about our resource of the month. It's titled The Price of Panic. Of course, it deals with the current pandemic, COVID-19. And in this book, there are all kinds of endorsements. One by a doctor by the name of Robert Schahock. He is a past president of the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons, no insignificant physician, who says, "We physicians appropriately focus on an individual patient's medical problems as we see them before us. Very few of us have the knowledge or wisdom to balance the much larger issues involved in responding to public health pandemics with major economic and political impact. This book," again, he's talking about the book, The Price of Panic, "puts these issues in perspective. How? By showing that the illness and death toll from the COVID-19 virus was unremarkable in comparison with many historical pandemics. What was remarkable, however, is how we have reacted." As the authors say in this book, and by the way, just a quick side note here, in the middle of his endorsement, I'm going to be doing a podcast with Dr. Jay Richards tomorrow, and it's going to be released shortly. But what he says is that what was remarkable is how we reacted. The authors of this book explore this and other important issues, such as why the COVID-19 pandemic incited worldwide panic, whereas previous pandemics did not. This book also shows how most decision makers relied way too heavily on gimmicks such as computer models, to arrive at enormously disastrous decisions. Again, the book available for those who stand shoulder to shoulder with us on the battle, in the battle for life and truth. And when I talk about truth, it's important to recognize that truth is so obscure in these times and falsehood so established that unless we love truth, we cannot know it. And we think about experts all the time as communicating truth. They've got to know. But that's not the case. But think about Richard Dawkins, for example, who has been communicating as an expert, a lauded expert, for a long period of time. He's been communicating that God himself is little more than a troublesome myth. And therefore, according to Richard Dawkins, human beings have no more intrinsic value than do hornets. Why does he say that? Well, he says that because, from his perspective, a more sophisticated life form will supplant humankind. All of that, he says, is a courtesy of the evolutionary paradigm. Where does he get this from? Well, it's a mythology. It's an abdication of truth. Or he's saying hippos become whales. And therefore, based on that faulty presupposition, he is saying humans will inevitably transition into a higher form. Now, the fact that there's scant fossil evidence for his fundamentalist fervor seems of little consequence. Seems of little consequence to big media and to big money, to huge educational institutions, to the culture in general. Even molecular evidence to the contrary is no problem. What is woven tightly into the psycho-epistemological cocoons of Dawkins, and it's not just Dawkins, of his making and the making of evolutionary titans, is these evolutionary tales which they are bent on blindly spinning. And their implausible paradigm skin becomes impermeable to water. Eye protection mechanisms appear like magic. So do changes in the brain, in diving and other mechanisms which magically emerge, including a respiratory system that prevents the bends, a lactation system, sonar, and so forth. I mean, you have to believe all of that when you say a hippo can transition into a whale. And I think we would be hard-pressed to come up with a better example of herd mentality. Now, by the way, there's nothing wrong with herd immunity. In fact, the virus today is said to be a shortcut to herd immunity for the virus. But herd mentality is not good. And, herd mentality led us to all kinds of bad things, including the embrace of eugenics. And eugenics was posited by major institutions as the science of being well-born. Darwin made this explicit with his notorious subtitle, The Preservation of Favored Races in the Struggle for Life. He said, quite rightly, this could be applied to human races. And apart from eugenics, he was saying there is nothing to prevent the reckless, the vicious, the otherwise inferior members of society from increasing at a quicker rate than the better class of men. Now, there are millions and millions, multiplied millions of people in the United States who are the experts who are embracing this paradigm just as they are embracing faulty logic with respect to the pandemic that we are currently experiencing. Now, I'm not suggesting that the pandemic is not real, but I am suggesting that the way we have reacted to it is uncircumspect, lacks circumspection. The other problem, of course, is a problem that humans seem to be beset with. I'm talking about problems the problems of herd mentality that I was describing earlier, where people jump on the bandwagon and then all of a sudden this becomes popular in the culture. And then you have things like a civic biology being touted by the media, a book in which there is a stirring case that is made for eugenics. This is a pseudoscience, and yet a stirring case is made for it. They go so far as to say that the remedy for those, this is a textbook being used in schools, the remedy for those not well born, you can read the text, should be extermination. I give the details in a number of different places, including in my book, Truth Matters, Life Matters More. Here's a direct quote from this book. If such people were lower animals, we would probably kill them off to prevent them from spreading. Well, the logical progression from evolution to eugenics is not surprising. But what is breathtaking is the vast rapidity with which this baseless theory has been embraced by the culture. And I'm talking about the culture at the very top echelons. Back then, you had supporters like the President of the United States. You also had supporters like Planned Parenthood founder Margaret Sanger. I'm saying all of that to make a comparison. We seem to think that these experts could not possibly be wrong. And when we read the headlines in newspaper after newspaper after newspaper, and we watch show after show after show on television, and of course we dabble in the internet, we eventually start to buy into a paradigm that has no basis whatsoever in reality. And when we do, we pay the price. And as I mentioned earlier, the people who really pay the price are the poorest of the poor, not only among us, but in other countries around the world. Well, I have done my best in this broadcast to whet your appetite for the book, The Price of Panic, How the Tyranny of Experts Turned a Pandemic into a Catastrophe, a Global Catastrophe. This book, available for all of you who stand shoulder to shoulder with me in the battle for life and truth. There are a number of ways to get the book. The easiest way you can get the book in a safe, secure fashion is on the web at equip.org. And as always, you can write me at Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. And as I close out this broadcast, I want to thank all of you for standing shoulder to shoulder with me in the battle for life and truth. We make the hard calls, and I hope you appreciate it. See you tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us for the Bible Answer Man broadcast. If you'd like more information about the Christian Research Institute or to order resources, just call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-274. Or visit equip.org, where you can listen live or download archived broadcasts. Again, that's equip.org. You can also write to us at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is supported by listeners like you. We're on the air because life and truth matter.
You have to see it to believe it. The breathtaking film, The Call of the Cosmos, takes you to the edge of the observable universe. Watching the universe unfold before your eyes will evoke a sense of wonder and leave you convinced that a creator is responsible for the exquisite fine-tuning of the cosmos. The Call of the Cosmos, What the Universe Reveals About God, provides incontestable evidence of a designer. If you're already a believer, watching this film will affirm your faith in the Alpha and Omega, while also offering an overwhelming evangelistic opportunity to convince the skeptic in your life that they are fearfully and wonderfully made. To receive your copy of The Call of the Cosmos on DVD, call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org.